Next patient is going to be Mohammed, M-O-H-A-M-M-E-D. Last name is P as in Paul, Y-A-R-A-L-I. He was seen on 1/29/2026. Patient is being seen today for face-to-face evaluation, period. This will be shared with the hospice medical director, period. Patient is currently in his sixth benefit period that ends on 2/9/2026, period. Mr. Pyarelli, P-Y-A-R-A-L-I. Is a 67-year-old gentleman who appears much older than stated age, period. Patient is currently in hospice with senile degeneration of the brain, period. He also suffers from hyperlipidemia, weight loss, protein, calorie malnutrition, hypertension, insomnia, anxiety, constipation, gastroesophageal reflux, polyneuropathy, anxiety, and depression, period. Patient's weight loss has caused the MAC of 26 centimeter, period. Patient's PPS is at 30%. Patient's FASD has dipped down to 7C as in Charlie, period. Patient has a Foley catheter that requires changing on a monthly basis, period. His speech is much more garbled, period. Patient is eating less, garbled, and his speech is mostly garbled and incomprehensible, which is a huge change from the past, period. Patient also has issues with insomnia that was mentioned. Patient's caregiver, CJ, tells me that his agitation and his weakness and overall debility have been very noticeable, especially in the past 2 to 3 weeks, period. Patient continues to remain hospice appropriate, period. Patient most likely has less than 6 months to live given his hospice diagnosis and other comorbidities, period. Today on examination, his otocyte was 89%, most likely related to hypoventilation related to his disease. Pulse of 88, blood pressure 120 over 70, period. Social work has just visited the patient, and they're in the process of providing him with provider services at his residence, along with the caregiver that that is present at this time. But because of his needs and because of his changes, both cognitive decline of his decline in both cognitive and functional physical function, he's desperate need of more provider services and hours. Thank you. Oh, he is bound on bladder incontinent and total ADL dependent. Never leaves the bed. He's now totally bedbound, by the way. Thank you.